Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Roving Report, Walnut Grove Pageant, July 8, 2022. Now, it's been a long time since I have actually had a Roving Report on the live, and this one isn't really live either, but I did record it while I was there. I was having some uploading issues, but I have the tape that I made the day of, and we're going to have that be most of the episode. I really miss having these live reports because I think they do a nice job of letting you know what's going on and kind of getting the flavor of what's there. The last couple times I took a trip, I did a one-hour kind of sum up at the end, and we'll see how that works out. Now, in the meantime, I want to do quickly a little housekeeping.
But if you hear that sound, which is the noise made by washing metal plates in a metal wash tub on the stove, then you know it's time for a little housekeeping. And here on Trundle Bed Tales, our housekeeping means giving you the information you may need about the show. If you ever want to listen to an episode live, but you don't want to just stream it through the computer, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253, or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free 1-877-633-9389. You can also use those same numbers to call in and ask a question and otherwise be on the show. Just make sure that you hit 1 when they ask you to, so the little symbol comes up and I know you have a question so that you want to talk. Anytime you're streaming an episode, you can also join in the chat room. Unless there's some technical issue, I always open it up. You'll find you have the easiest time accessing the chat room if you log in, either using your Facebook login or if you go ahead and create a Blog Talk Radio account. The account is free and makes it easier to do several things, including sign up to follow shows and get an email anytime a new episode is scheduled or is archived and you can listen to the stream. If you enjoy Trundle Bed Tales, then you can find us many other places around the web as well. Besides appearing on the podcast, there's also a Trundle Bed Tales YouTube channel that has both travel diaries and short films about things related to Laura, like a video of what it's like to wade in Plum Creek and one of Shirley Knockmoose ringing the church bell, that's right, pause bell, in Walnut Grove. You can also find our page on Facebook and like it, our Twitter account, and I also have a Laura Ingalls Wilder interest group on LinkedIn, and you can find us there too. So there's always more Laura things to talk about. I hope you enjoy the show and that you will take the time to comment, to like our pages, and to let us know what it is you like or don't about the show.
And with that, let's go ahead to the recorded live-to-tape roving reports from the Walnut Grove pageant.
Well, last night I tried to do a roving report, and Blog Talk Radio was being super helpful, so I wasn't able to do that. And it just occurred to me that while I am driving, I could still talk. So I'm going to go ahead and do, it's Friday, July 8th, episode of a roving report from Walnut Grove. So I came up from the south, and I was concerned because I know 151 is torn up, and a lot of times I'll kind of swing over through Burr Oak, and I didn't do that this time, partly because of 151. So I took 380 up to where it turned 218, took 218 over to 18, and then 35 up to 90, and then west on 90 till we got where Jackson and Windham is. And for right now, that's a fine way to go. But the whole way I was driving up 71, it was saying things like, there was a detour ahead on 14, and I even went past a detour sign for 14 east, and was kept waiting for 14 west, and it ended up being the detour of 14 west was 14 west, so far anyway. The road construction is all the way up to where the road is, the turnoff, so I would imagine it is going to continue to crawl further west, and when it does, you're going to want to go up the other side. Now, Walnut Grove is not on a straight shot from 90. It's sort of between two straight shots, so it shouldn't really matter that much which one you take. This one takes you through Windham, which is a nice little town, and the other one takes you by the Jeffers Petroglyphs, if you wanted to do that. There is the other side, there's Curry, which has a living history site, which for a small site is really kind of a nice little historic site. So that's, you know, pay your money and take your chances if you're going later this summer. So when I got to town, I went right to the Loringles Wilder Museum, which I don't always do, but I did this time, because I wanted to find out what time my program was, which is 12:15 at the Family Festival in the Walnut Grove Town Square Park. I'm not sure if that's exactly what they call it, but that's what it is, the Town Square Park. So then I looked around the Walnut Grove Museum, and I have to say there is a bunch of changes since the last time I was there. A lot of rearranging stuff. The first thing is in the Laura Building, which is the Bread Depot building right outside the back door where you pay the gift shop list. Where you start the tour. They call it the Laura Building also, and the room on the left is real Laura stuff, and the room on the right is TV stuff. And they have moved quite a bit around there. They have added from Melissa Gilbert's auction of selling off memorabilia before she moved from Michigan to out east, which I don't understand. I mean, I would think if you were going to hold on to anything, two of the three of the Little House Place things she sold, I would not have sold. I mean, I could see her kids selling them, but I wouldn't have sold them if they were mine. But I don't know what the situation was, so it's hard to say. She ended up selling Pa's fiddle. Now, this is real fiddle used by Michael Landon in the television show. So it was just for looks. I actually had somebody say, oh, that wouldn't be the kind of fiddle he had. He was a great fiddle fiddle player. No. Michael Landon was acting when he played the fiddle. He was not actually playing the fiddle. And this is the actual fiddle he had, which there's no more fitting place for it than Walnut Grove, so I'm glad they got it. They also got the Mr. Edwards costume, shirt, hat, and boots, which Melissa had. And she also then sold her little red dress, which did show up at the Hollywood show last weekend, actually. So they know who owns that now. Nobody had really known before. And again, I wouldn't have bought it either because it belonged in the Walnut Grove Museum. It really, really does. But anyway, they both, all three of those items sold very well. So Pod's fiddle is on display. It's one of the first things you see by the door. The Mr. Edwards outfit. And then the third major thing they already had was that they had the mantle, TV show mantle. Now when I go through the museum again today, I will have to look because I do not remember the lantern and the powder horn that they used to have up, which they sell powder horns in the gift shop, so that would be a really odd thing to take down or kind of bury in one of the larger display cases. So I will have to look again. Anyway, there are things that have been moved around quite a bit. But those are the new things. Oh, and they also have a display case of Eric Karen, I'm not sure if that's how you say his last name, miniatures of the TV show he made. And they, a few years ago, made a big fuss about getting these two murals painted, which really were beautiful murals, and they now are covering that up with a display case. But on the plus side, they still have the bench I gave them. Kind of sorry I wasn't able to fit both of them in my car, so I only took one at that garage sale because that was, they need more benches. But anyway, it's still there. You go out of the Laura building, next up is the big blank space where the Children's Chapel, the little miniature church, used to be. This was not an actual historic building. It was built when they were putting this area, this version of the museum together, because they thought any little town ought to have a church. It had weddings in it, and for a long time, it had a pump organ in pretty good shape, considering where it was stored. Pretty impressive shape considering where it was stored. And I have I have a little bit of a recording of Shirley playing that. I will look and see.
Yes, I am.
Oh, and they used to have the little red bench that's now in the Laura room, which was one of the original benches in that church. So in the grandma's house on the other side, they have done a huge amount of reworking in there. The kitchen is pretty much the same. The little room behind it is now dedicated to the pageant, and they have both of the dresses that Shirley Knockmuth donated there, a bunch of t-shirts, some poster things from the pageant, just various things like that. And then the room that had the writing display, it's kind of cut down. They really cleared that area out. I don't know if they needed to for fire reasons or whatever. That's just a guess. I have no idea. But they've kind of smushed everything a little bit in that up against the walls, which is kind of too bad. That was one of my favorite places in the museum, but there you go. And then what used to be the hands-on room is now dedicated to the military. And they've had a military display before. This is a much more extensive display to people in Walnut Grove, and I think probably in the whole county. And it's just real nice. It really is. And they have opened up. They have gotten stairs, exterior stairs, to the upstairs of the grandma's house. You can go up the interior ones too, but the exterior ones that are there and even and all that kind of jazz. Let's see. Oh, and in that new space is where they put all the hands-on stuff. There's a built-in playhouse, which is super cute. And then most of what they had downstairs before. Oh, and there's a photo op in the patio room. I forgot to say that. The attic is warm. Even though the building itself is air-conditioned, it sort of feels like an attic up there. Then we go down. There wasn't anything different about the jail cell. The replica soddy dugout really needs the sod redone. It was constructed as an actual building by an engineer, so it is very sturdy. But then they put sod on the outside of the structure, and it needs done so badly. And let's face it, when it was new, they used a sod cutter that you use for lawn, which is a lot thinner than what you'd use for sod brick. So I hope they use thicker pieces of sod, and I think it would hold up better than it has. I was just thinking I might have put some supports along the way too. But anyway, so that's what is the difference there. In the little schoolhouse, which is again a replica building, I particularly like it because it cued in some things that my mom hadn't remembered about her one-room school, specifically the hand wash soap station, which she told me she didn't think they had soap, and then she saw it and was like, oh yeah, we had that. And it was the kind of dry powder soap, kind of looked like a hot air balloon type deal. And then they had added two pictures of Melissa Gilbert and Melissa Sue Anderson teaching school on the show, which I was frankly very impressed they came up with. And those look real nice. They had moved a few things around in the Heritage Lane just, I think. The prairie that's between Grandma's house and the Heritage thing, they have torn half of it up to be a vegetable garden. They have a plow in the middle of that, which is kind of ironic. There you go. And then on the other side of the Lore Museum, if you haven't been there for a while, they have what used to be a freight depot station, and it was an antique store for a while, and then the museum bought it, and I think they were using it for storage. I'm not sure. That I'm not sure about. So they ended up putting a new display space in there. They call it the Lumberyard Display. I assume someone with the lumberyard donated it. It's sort of like the kind of stuff you'd see in any business that has a workshop. They have, like, keys to be made, signs, tools, all that stuff. Also, a lot of really early license plates. So it's an extensive collection, but all really early, which was interesting. And that is in that back building, and it is outside the fence. Then there's the Master's store building, which is right across the road, and I did not get a chance to go over there and see what was going on with it. Hopefully that'll be a today thing also. Then I drove around and followed the map to have a video to share out. This is the stuff you can see outside of the museum, and you can also tell that it is and I'm not sure if it's open or not. It does have the same kind of steps. Oh, and they have replaced the walkway between the museum or the gift shop and the Laura building, which looks really nice. Right. I had supper at the... Oh, and I was going to say I filmed driving around to find the places. And I should also mention that there really weren't as many places as there used to be, and I may have to pull out an old map and look, but they had signs at two places, which was the site of Laura's first school and Pa's Bell, and the site of the Congregational Church is also on the map, but it did not have any sign. I think that's what I... that's what I did yesterday, and then I went back to the hotel room, which since I'm not doing this live, I will say I'm staying at Marshall, which is about a half hour away, and I should just say that I struggled with technology last night in Marshall. The key thing to having a good trip to Walnut Grove is getting a good hotel reservation. This time I didn't, because I didn't really find out when I was going to be here until last month. So a lot of them were booked, and I will talk about that more next time because I need to head out about my day. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Trundlebed Tales, and I hope to see you soon right in the corner where you are.
And with that, we are back live. I hope that you've enjoyed our roving report, and I've got two more from my trip. I'm going to be doing another one of the report kind from Marceline, and I've got another one of the report kinds that may be coming up. I haven't dug into it enough to really tell you. I should say, though, one of the things that I was doing besides getting those episodes ready to play is that I have been working on editing videos. I had my first one start again last Friday, and that was in the Kitchen with Laura Wood Stove Basics. The next one I think I am going to get done is going to be a Trundlebed Trails episode, just because some of the other ones are going to take a little bit more editing. And I really have quite a good start on several of those for the upcoming week from the SMET from last year, since I finally can get the editing to work. And hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more videos. I'm going to try and get back on the once a week, and if I can get the regular ones on once a week, I've got some Laura in the Minute thought of but not filmed, so I'm hoping that will start again too. Thank you for all your interest here on Trundlebed Tales. Remember, you can find me all around the web under Trundlebed Tales, and check back for new episodes of this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Remember to brighten the corner where you are, and be sure to check back for more episodes of Trundlebed Tales.